Hello, I'm Angela Colmoni. Welcome to the Science Translational Medicine podcast for January 4th, 2012. In this show, I will be speaking with Dr. Alfredo Nicosia from Pomezia, Italy, about his discovery of new adenoviruses that will help to make better vaccines to treat human diseases. Most vaccines used in the clinic work by generating antibodies that neutralize the infecting pathogen. However, successful vaccines against diseases such as HIV, hepatitis C, malaria, and tuberculosis may need to activate a different type of immune response, one mediated by T cells. T cells become activated when they come across cells in the body infected by the invading pathogen. So for a vaccine to activate human T cells, it needs to carry its cargo of pathogen genes into human cells. Good carriers for this cargo are a group of viruses called adenoviruses, which we are all exposed to but don't cause disease. Adenoviruses that cannot replicate are routinely used as vectors for gene-based vaccines, but because many humans have already been exposed to adenoviruses, the adenoviral vector becomes neutralized by existing antibodies. To combat this problem, Alfredo Nicosia and his team tested more than 1,000 adenoviruses that normally infect chimpanzees and found several strains that elicited potent immune responses in humans and were not neutralized by existing antibodies. Here now is Alfredo Nicosia on the line to tell us about the implications of his research for vaccine design. Welcome, Dr. Nicosia, and thanks for joining us.
Sure.
So why do adenoviruses make good vectors for vaccines?
Well, adenoviruses have several very convenient features for being considered as genetic vaccine vectors. First of all, they infect virtually any kind of human cell, and therefore you don't have to worry about which target you're going for in order to express the antigen in vivo. Secondly, they have the peculiar characteristics of being able to induce very particular T cells, which are the CD8 T cells or the cytotoxic T lymphocytes, which are those that actually kill infected cells or cancer cells. So these two features are probably the most important one to make it adeno as one of the viral-based vectors of choice for genetic vaccine delivery.
So what has limited the success of adenoviral vaccines so far?
There have been described more than 50 different variants of adenovirus or serotypes. The most commonly used for genetic vaccine delivery has been the adeno5 serotype. And with that type of adenovirus 5 derived vectors, genetic vaccines against HIV, for example, have been tested in humans. The problem that was encountered in these clinical trials is that being adeno5 endemic in humans, virtually everybody developing anti-adeno5 antibodies by the age of 6 or beyond, this vector is not anymore able to induce a very good immune response in adults because there are neutralizing antibodies against the capsid of the vector. And this has made the development of vaccines based on adeno5 very difficult.
It seems like rare human adenoviruses may solve this problem. Why haven't they?
There are other adenoviruses from humans, which are called rare serotypes, for which very rarely it is found an antibody response in humans, except that vectors based on these alternative serotypes are not as potent as adeno5.
Why did you start investigating adenoviruses that normally infect chimpanzees?
And the reason is essentially twofold. One is practical. When you have to make an adenovirus to be used as a vaccine vector, you have to manufacture it in stable cell lines. And the cell lines that can be used for adenovirus manufacturing are of human origin. And therefore, we reasoned that in order to manufacture a new type of adeno, we should look into adenoviruses coming from a species that is very similar to humans, and therefore possibly its growth would be compatible with a human cell line. That was the first assumption. That's why we looked into primates and more specifically chimpanzees. The second reason is that because of our experience and experience of our labs in looking at different serotypes, not all adeno are the same, for example, of immunological potency, we wanted to have access to a large collection of different adenoviruses in order to find those that would have, say, the convenient features for being developed as vaccine vectors, including immunological potency. And therefore, we looked at the possibility to isolate adenoviruses from primate chimpanzees because chimpanzees are older, if you will, than humans, and therefore the genetic variability between individuals, between different chimpanzees, is very high, and one could assume, and this turned out to be the case, that you would see the same level of genetic variability between the parasites of chimpanzees, including viruses and adenoviruses. So our idea was to look into a species where we could find very many different adenoviruses to be able to screen a large collection and find those that could be useful for the development of vaccines.
So can these chimp adenoviruses actually generate protective immune responses in humans?
We have now conducted a number of clinical trials in humans. Phase one, showing safety and immunogenicity, and the type of immune response that we have been able to observe certainly parallels that you would expect to be protective in humans. We are now progressing toward the clinical trials to test efficacy of this vaccine, where we will have the final answer as to whether this vaccine can in fact protect from infectious disease.
So, looking to the future, how will your discovery help to make better vaccines?
Well, we see this as a potential, as a sort of universal platform technology that could contribute to the current technologies, traditional vaccines based on proteins or viral-like particles or killed viruses or parasites, by contributing to elicitation of full set of protective immune response, because they are very good at inducing CD8 T cell response. So in other words, we see that the use of this chimp adeno will lead to the development of vaccines that will be more complete, if you will, because these vectors will be able to induce CD8 T cell response very efficiently.
Dr. Nicosia, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on a fascinating paper.
Thank you.
That was Alfredo Nicosia from the biotech company Ocheros in Pomezia, Italy. Check out his paper and the accompanying perspective on the Science Translational Medicine website at stm.sciencemag.org. I'm Angela Colmoni. Thanks for listening. This podcast is a production of Science Translational Medicine and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, working together to advance science and serve society.